Hiltonville Falls, and the Arlington was across the street. It had been the premier hotel. Have you you've seen pictures of it? It's very imposing, impressive. But in the Hiltonville Falls, about the real early 30s, and then he went busted in the Depression, and the Moody's in Galveston took it over. And one of the first things they did was buy the Arlington. And the second thing they did was tear it down and get rid of the competition. Of course, it was older, but it was competition. So they tore it down where the post office is and gave the bricks to the school to build the gym, the old gym, right across from Posh's house, mother's house there. And there were some bricks left, and they did, well, you know, got confused. They gave the bricks to the school district, and it was to build the library. Gave it to the school district to build the gym, and then they had left over from the gym, and they built a library. The city gave them the city, and the city built the library. And that this all happened in about before World War II, in the late 30s, early, real early 40s.
Okay. But the Maybell Inn was on that corner where the old library is and torn down.
That's right.
How long do you think it was gone?
I think it burned.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But I don't remember it.
Yeah.
So it probably burned in the late 20s or early 30s.
Okay. So somehow it burns down. But then that library has always been city property, though, because the city and the library had a contract that as long as that building was a library, we could use it for free.
No, let me tell you something about that now. That your information.
That's
as
it,
bad
that's,
as my...
That's in our official history of the library.
As bad as my memory is. But do you remember Hazel Goddard? You don't remember Hazel Goddard. Remember Hazel Goddard. Hazel Goddard was a woman, very single-minded woman, who married a man named Dr. Bolivar Faulkner. And he had lots of money and did a lot of things. And he bought that land where the library is, if the city, behalf of it, and if the city would, or somebody in the library would buy the other half. And so that's how the library got on that property. And I'm certain about that because I heard somebody discuss it not long ago that knew what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they gave it to the city. He gave his gift to the city. And you've heard of the Faulkner Stamps Library. It was the black library. He did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But this is the best picture I've ever seen of it because I have no recollection of it. And the other trivia that I have about when they built the
yeah, she's talking on the phone or something.
When they built the library, the WPA. That was about the last WPA project. WPA was a Depression era New Deal thing that Roosevelt did, and they were trying to give money away and
put people to work.
And so, but that was about the last. They have several projects in town, but that was about the last one. And the man who was kind of the on-site in charge had a mustache like Hitler. And, you know, might have been some other resemblance, but that was the main one. And I walked to school every morning by there and home for lunch and home after school. And I was thoroughly convinced that man was
Hitler.
Hitler or some of his minions.
Did you really think that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you really think that?
Well, I knew it was some kind of connection. I felt like there was some kind of connection. I didn't know what it was. But I thought it felt like he was definitely a Nazi. Oh. And the war was going on then, World War II.
Oh, my gosh.
And Miss Billy Lee, y'all don't remember her, even though she is. But anyway, they were real wealthy people who lost all that money. And she became the kind of in charge of the cafeteria at school. And she and I walked to school frequently in the mornings.
I remember Miss Billingsley.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You wonder who's that?
I remember her.
Yeah, Miss Billingsley.
I remember Mr. Billingsley, too.
And she, Billingsley.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We lived down by where the two-story duplex is, right behind the Gafford Auto Supply parking lot.
Yeah,
we lived down there. The Billings live right behind us.
Hmm. I'll be.
I thank you for the program.
Sure. Yeah, we had. Let's see. No, I'm trying to remember. I didn't count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We had about maybe 15 or less people today.
How many?
15 or less.
Yeah, it was real sparse.
Yeah. We couldn't figure out why, but it's just not many people showing up.
I think church attendance always goes down in the summertime because travel and vacations and so on.
Yeah.
But that's mighty low, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost a shame to turn on the air conditioning for that many people. He just goes sit down in the office or something and have church.
The priest from Waco was there.
Uh-huh. Judy.
Yeah. Judy. Yeah.
What's his
name?
Was
there? Yeah. Judy was there today. Huh? Judy.
Judy Fowler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was taking over for him today.
Where was he today?
He had a prior engagement in Navasota? Or someplace.
Yeah, I don't remember what he said.
I remember him telling last week that prior to him coming here to this church that he had this
engagement.
Yeah, he had to do so. He won't be back for another 2 weeks.
How have things been going with y'all? Business been good, I hope.
Can't complain.
Good.
If I could get more of it done in a timely fashion, Polly would be happy.
Well, I'm sure glad. Proud for you.
How was your Father's Day?
It was fine.
Did y'all go out?
We had everybody but Callan here.
Oh, where was he?
He was at church camp.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And I never did quite decide where it was.
What'd you say?
Curry didn't know.
It was up near Dallas, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think it was. It was somewhere.
Glen Rose.
That's where he went. Yeah.
Okay.
This weekend, or going this week or something.
Uh-huh.
You know where Glen Rose is?
Oh, yeah, we've been there.
Yep.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, we like to go there for the dinosaur tracks.
I want
to
show you.
Okay.
Picture of my first introduction to Glen Road.
Okay. Yeah, it was Callan and two of his cousins, I guess, with.
Yeah.
And the only other time I've been there other than this time was we took the children by to see the dinosaur tracks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have dinosaur tracks from Glen Rose.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh.
The last time we went, they usually have a gem and mineral and fossil show once a year at their convention center. So we usually go. And last time we went, there was a booth set up. And it was a local couple, and they had concrete impressions of actual dinosaur tracks from there. And what they had done is, apparently they had gone to someone's garage sale, and they found an original mold that someone had made back in the 60s or 70s, made out of plastic or something. And so they took that mold and then began making new concrete impressions.
Yeah.
So we bought three of them. We have them sitting outside of our house.
What that is? A bare bed photography.
I can't tell. What is that?
That is my dad and me and the baby, the 2-year-old, 3-year-old, and my mother's in there too, I believe, somewhere. And that was made in Glen Road.
No, it's on that side.
It's on that side. I vaguely remember Jack Fountain being there.
Uh-huh, he was there.
Jack Fountain and Bob Cobb.
Jack Fountain and Bob Cobb.
Owned that. Grandfather.
One time, I said, it was probably built about the time of the Falls Hotel was.
I think there's a picture, an old picture somewhere in one of those books or something that has that on the side.
Uh-huh.
I vaguely remember seeing something like that.
Well, the other thing that Jeannie said was that, you know how we've been talking about that there was somebody named, you know, her nickname was Diamond Lil and worked, owned the cafe. Yeah, Amy Harris.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute, name what?
Amy Harris.
Diamond Lil.
Amy Harris. Well, what about Simon? How'd that come
Diamond in? Diamond Lil. No, it was Diamond Lil.
Amy Harris.
What?
Okay, so we've been hearing rumors that, and we're assuming that it's the cafe that is now what we call the pavilion where we have the dinner theaters, mm-hmm. that Bonnie and Clyde would hide in the apartments above the old H&R Block building.
Well, there was.
And that the woman who ran the cafe, her nickname was Diamond Lil, but her real name is Amy Harris.
Amy Harris was much after.
Okay.
Bonnie and Clyde. That's the only thing I can say.
Okay.
The Bonnie and Clyde thing was, I might have been born then, but I was young, I didn't know anything about it. But Amy Harris, I knew all about her.
Okay.
And there still is an apartment.
Yep.
Up there above.
We've been up there.
Uh-huh.
We've gone up there. We have keys to it because the palace owns that building. And we were told that Bonnie and Clyde stayed up there and parked their car behind there, which is right by the Falls Hotel.
Now, I know who built that. There was a man named Stanley. I never did know, but I've heard of him. He was a real estate owner, a man of some wealth or something in those days. And he built that apartment for himself up there. And the Motelskis, that's the first people I remember living. Gene Motelski's mother and father.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because they owned and ran the Palace Cafe.
Ah.
And there was some relationship, wasn't there,
mm-hmm.
with Amy Harris?
Well, Amy Harris had a lot of relationships, I think. from time to time. I really don't. I just always heard that.
That's what I heard.
The piece of information about Jeannie Muse's dad, we hadn't heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
That the dad specifically he said he knew that it was Bonnie and Clyde mm-hmm. that he was pumping gas for. So that puts him in town.
That was really kind of before my time. I was not even born then. I was so young I didn't remember it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And I've heard about Bonnie and Clyde kind of being around here
mm-hmm.
and from time to time. There was somebody else, a bank robber of that era, and I can't think of his name, that was involved in bank robbing and came here and stayed after the Falls Hotel was built and stayed here a few days while they were scouting out something, maybe to rob the First State Bank or something like that. But the reason I remember about your dad having the station is that I can remember that they were giving away a little toy car, you know, the kids pedaled, you know, like that. And I remember they were, you know, you'd buy gas, I guess they'd give you a chance. And I remember my grandparents doing that, and I was sure interested in getting a chance on it, but I didn't win. About World War II, the grocery store went out of business or something. People named Al Burtis owned it. And it went out of business, and they divided the building up, put a partition in the middle, and put Bess's Flower Shop on the Brickbat Alley side.
Yeah.
And the Daniels Barber Shop next to the Palace Cafe.
Okay.
And that is the building that was the H&R Block. That,
and what was the name of the grocery store? Who was it?
Red Front Grocery or something like that.
I bet that's
Yeah, because right now when you go in, the old door is there, and it looks like one building front from the inside of the. Okay, if you look at the outside of the H&R Block building,
it's covered up.
It's covered up. It's flat, but I see what he's saying on the as you're looking at the building on the left side, next to Brickbat Alley, that wall that's fake. If you go inside the building and look. There is an old style entranceway with the windows that are similar to the entrance to Lauren's clothing store.
I know where that is, but I've never been in there.
What's on the window? Do you know?
I know that the old street number's on there, but I don't remember seeing any business names. Mm-hmm. I'll have to take a look again.
Remember saying what?
Any business names. There may be. I mean, the wall that's put up covering the front of the shop, old shop, there may be some name written, on some wood or something that's underneath there, but it's I don't know that there's anything on the windows.
I remember going into Bessie's Flower Shop. I loved it.
Really?
Oh, I did. She had lovely things.
She had it fixed up where it was real
she
nice.
She really did. She was ugly.
Ugly as she could be.
Oh, she was ugly.
But she knew how to decorate.
She could decorate, and she did a good job.
Well, now, are there any pictures of
Bess?
Of the flower shop? Because I don't even remember hearing anything about it.
What now?
Are there any pictures of the flower shop?
I never saw one. It was there a long time.
It was. I did love it.
Hmm.
And I remember going in, it was always smelled so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very attractive place.
Uh-huh.
Now, what year was this when you went in?
Oh, when I was, old enough to walk in, mm-hmm. go in. Mm-hmm. And then I went in all the time.
When did she quit?
Where did she live?
When did she quit?
Oh, I was just trying to think.
She lived down on the highway,
on
the old
Bridge
highway.
Street.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Oh, was that her that died a few years ago?
I don't know.
No. What, Polly?
I thought maybe there was an estate sale a few years ago, and it was somebody that lived on bridge going down out the...
No, it wasn't in the hill.
Okay.
It was at the top part.
Okay.
Isn't that right, George?
Yeah, it was before you go down. It's up in
the high part.
Kind of high, right out of the bottom.
It was kind of up close to the what is it, the
cemetery?
What is that?
The house, it might still be there.
It could well be there.
Could well be there.
It was kind of where the... What is that thing?
Civic Center?
Civic Center.
The what?
The Civic Center.
Well, it down was, there. It was farther down.
Farther down than that.
Back toward the...
But it was kind of in there.
But anyway, when...
She always
Beth died, or she sold that. There was a man named Joe Webb. You remember him?
Yeah.
He was a radio station here. Uh-huh. He was a radio announcer, and he and his wife bought that, and they operated for several years, the flower shop.
Huh.
She always had a man.
Always what?
Had somebody to go with.
Yeah, that's right.
She had just as best. And she's
unattractive as she could be.
Unattractive. Not good. No. Yeah. She just.
She was good company.
She was good company. She was good company, Robert.
So the radio station, was that where the veterinary clinic was, or?
The radio station was out here somewhere.
It was out by the country club.
Country club.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Webb. That's where Joe Webb was.
Okay.
And those they're not still there, are they?
The man's now is a modern man you knew. What's the man you talked about?
Name of what?
What was the man's name you talked about?
Joe Webb.
No. The man you talked about to me.
The man who did.
You talked about to me.
About the radio station?
Uh-huh.
Is there another guy that worked at the radio station?
Oh, there were several. Jerry Hughes.
Jerry Garrison. Jerry Garrison.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Jerry Garrison. That's who you knew.
Jerry Garrison. Okay. Did Jack Smith work at that radio station?
No.
Didn't he work at a radio
station? Yeah, he did, too.
Huh?
Oh, he did?
Uh-huh. I kind of remember.
I don't think so.
Yes, he did.
Huh.
I knew he worked at a radio station.
Oh, I didn't know.
He worked with Jerry Garrison.
Okay.
Yeah, Jerry Garrison has a deep voice.
Yeah.